In 2005, Hurricane Katrina barreled into the Gulf Coast, with Mississippi feeling its wrath. Lives forever changed.
I'm just glad you're alive.
How's everything?
Now, 20 years later,
good to see you, Bobby.
All right.
We caught up with Biloxi, Mississippi restaurant owner Bobby Mahoney, who remembers Katrina vividly.
I was like this, and so I did that. So one wave, two wave. I turned my head to look back over there, and then I come back, and the wave's in the window.
In Louisiana, storm surge from Katrina breached the levees in New Orleans, creating catastrophic flooding and a historic humanitarian crisis.
We all are desperate. We all are desperate.
The following years were spent building a better flood protection system, including this, the world's largest pump station, which blocks storm surge from the Gulf and pumps rainwater away from the city. Jesse Knoll heads the organization running this massive complex, which boasts 11 pumps.
This is it.
Whoa!
This is what's moving the water.
And they're powered by enormous engines, able to move 142,000 gallons of water per second. On the other side of the city, there's also this 26-foot-high, nearly 2-mile-long surge barrier. And since 2012, New Orleans has remained mostly dry, including during 2021's Hurricane Ida.
But we had 7 feet of water screaming at us on the other side.
Wow.
So it was a wild event.
That's a good test.
It is.
Still, Noel knows the challenge never ends.
Do you think we've built a big enough system to withstand the 100-year storm, the 500-year storm?
I think we started out with what was able to defend against the 100-year storm in 2007 to 2010, and we're continuously working to make it better.
So it's a constant battle, isn't it?
It is indeed. It is indeed, but it's one worth fighting.
They have to rebuild or build on top of the levees seemingly every year as the city sinks and the water rises. But this work is not cheap. I mean, this entire restoration and rebuild project took $14.5 billion. So amazing stuff there, and so far so good. Got to acknowledge the forecasting capabilities of the National Hurricane Center. In the last 20 years, we've reduced the forecast error by 50%, essentially doubling the forecast track accuracy. That allows emergency managers more time to give more targeted evacuations, in the end, saving more lives.